Hmm. So, no, she just, she intentionally left her name on the ballot after all the Democrats agreed to take their names off the ballot. I mean, it just, frankly, it just, I think. You're shooting Hillary in the foot. Why don't you talk about her health care program? Why don't you talk about the kind of governance that she would do? Why don't you talk about the horrors of a McCain regime? I think that an opportunity is being lost here and a party is being harmed by Terry McAuliffe-style campaigning, and I think that Hillary Clinton is better than that. Nancy in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Tom. Thank you and Louise and your great crew for all that you do for our country.
Well, thank you. And let's not forget Sean Taylor, our producer, and Chris and Lauren here in New York, Chris Rosen and Lauren Kirshner. And we've got a great crew.
Amen,
wonderful
brother.
People.
And the Portland crew, too. I'm picking up here on one of your ideas, Tom. Hillary Clinton has challenged Barack Obama to two debates in Oregon. Barack has declined, said that he is not willing to be poster boy for the negative TV ads for McCain and the Republican Party that Hillary has been creating in her debates with Obama. Barack has refused to sink to trashing the Democratic Party in that fashion. What if Barack followed your suggestion, Tom, of debating with Hillary only against Bomb McCain and more of the same, instead of smearing negatives all over the Democratic Party before the nation?
Good idea, Nancy. I think the bottom line here is that the underdog always wants there to be a debate because it's a great way to get publicity that you don't have to pay for, and that's certainly, in my opinion, what Hillary Clinton is trying to do. I'm not sure that we will be well served at this point going forward by any further debates between these two because we know their positions on the issues. And in fact, we know them so well that arguably in the last debate, they just devolved into gotcha politics, you know, Charlie and George, just doing gotcha Republican talking points. And I certainly don't want to see a repeat of that. I really don't. Marty in Los Angeles listening on K-Talk. Hey, Marty.
Yeah. Hi, Tom. I'm the son of a union organizer, and my mother and sisters have been involved in the women's movement and are proud feminists to this day. I was raised on the principle and the ethics that you just do not race bait, you do not use McCarthy-like tactics, and even more so against a young African-American guy like Obama who doesn't have a mean bone in his body. So when you and other people say that we have, you know, two good candidates and I will still vote for Hillary, I just don't understand that given the continued pattern by the Clintons and her surrogates. You know, it really, I believe, is unforgivable. I won't vote for McCain. I don't get me wrong. I defended the Clintons in the past. I was a defender of them when the same tactics were used against them. So now for them.
Marty, I think everybody has a line. You know, everybody has a point where they say, okay, you know, the line has been stepped over. And I know that many of our listeners feel, as you do, apparently, that the Clinton campaign, if not Hillary Clinton herself, have stepped over the line in particularly Bill Clinton's comments or comments that could be taken as playing the race card, that kind of thing, and that's wrong. In my mind, they're awful close. They're awful close.
Right.
I'm not willing to say that I've stepped over that line, but frankly, the position that I've taken all along is that I respect the intellect of my listeners enough to believe that if I simply talk about, you know, what I'm seeing out there and just lay it out, people can draw their own conclusions. And, you know, a well-informed electorate, you know, as Thomas Paine said, is the necessary precursor to a self-governing nation, and that people can just make up their own decision. You know, and apparently you have. Me personally, it hasn't hit that point yet. I'm still looking at both of these people as viable candidates. The story that I tell myself when I see, you know, Hillary's campaign or Hillary Clinton fighting this hard is that, okay, we need somebody who's going to really take names and kick butt when it comes to John McCain. And why isn't Barack Obama being a little more aggressive in some of these areas? And that's not an endorsement of Hillary Clinton at all. On the other hand, I deplore some of the tactics that have been used against Barack Obama that are implicitly, I think, Republican talking points and implicitly, or very subtly, but implicitly racist. So, you know, I think it's possible to condemn the campaign's behavior and still think that the candidate might make actually a good president?
Well, possibly. But again, and I think, Tom, you generally are very sympathetic to this, that, you know, again, race baiting and a pattern of it, as well as these fear-mongering tactics, you know, especially from people that know better, are really shameful. And at a certain point, I think a line does need to be drawn then, because what's the difference then between progressives and Republicans?
Well, that's there's a million differences between progressives and Republicans. But I agree with your point that the line needs to be drawn. And what I've been saying, and I'll be completely transparent here about my preferences. And Marty, thank you for the call. Just lay it out, or my actions rather. And I guess it's a matter of public record anyway. And that is that I've been watching this thing by, you know, originally I was with Dennis Kucinich on the issues, and I thought that John Edwards would make a great president. And I think Dennis Kucinich, frankly, would probably make a relatively good president, but I thought John Edwards would make a brilliant president. Although I never endorsed him, you know, but he was on the program a couple of times. He was one of the few candidates. He and Barack Obama and Chris Dodd were the only candidate, or the among the few candidates who were willing to come on the program without requiring that I use scripted questions and not do follow-ups and all that kind of nonsense, which I just will not do. And so now it got, and in fact, I contributed, and I told my listeners on the air every time I did it, I could five different times I contributed to the Edwards campaign, twice I contributed to the Kucinich campaign when they did things I thought worthy of my going to their website and clicking the button and sending them anywhere from $25 to $100. And twice now, when Barack Obama gave his speech in Philadelphia about race, after I heard that speech, I went to his website and I donated $100 to him. And when he came to Portland, Oregon, and he gave an absolute brilliant barn burner speech, and I went to his website and I contributed money to him. And I have been saying ever since then, I am waiting to hear a speech from Hillary Clinton that will inspire me enough that I'll go to her website and contribute money to her campaign. I would love to hear that speech. And I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. Gene in Linwood, Washington. Hey, Gene.
Hi. It should be abundantly clear that Hillary is more hawkish than Bush. And what's it going to take? What's it going to take? I say this about about Bush.
You're talking about her statement about obliterating Iran?
Well, she even went further during that last debate and said that she would intervene in any wars in the Middle East between different countries. And that's the 8,000-pound elephant that went in the room, and yet nobody follows up on that. And I have another question for you.
Well, we discussed that on this program. I asked the question: is she rewriting our foreign policy? Do we have? And I, frankly, I was astounded that the corporate media didn't bother to ask. You know, are you proposing that we should have treaties that would put in, that would codify this, that would make this a legal requirement that if Saudi Arabia, for example, is attacked by anybody, by Iran, for example, or by fill in the blank, Indonesia, I don't know, that there's going to be a massive retaliation.
But aren't you a little bit more than outraged at
I am very concerned about it, Gene. I am hoping that this is just campaign rhetoric.
And she's backed by Monsanto and a military-industrial complex. I mean, she's getting funding from her backers as the military. And I have another question.
Not entirely, but it does concern me that she's taking PAC money and she's taking lobbyist money, and I think that it's a great and honorable thing that Barack Obama's not.
And how about this thing about Peter Paul? She's had this, the mainstream media ignores massive campaign finance fraud by Hillary. How come that never gets mentioned? Is that a taboo?
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. I'm frankly not familiar with the story, Gene. I'm sorry. Let me check it out. There are so many of these kind of salacious headline things that come down the road. You know, how come nobody did this? That it's hard to sort out what's actually legitimate and what isn't, but I'll check it out. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hey, don't forget Mother's Day, especially after everything Mom has done for you. Not to mention what the wife has done for the kids. This year, make sure to send Mom a gorgeous bouquet from Pro Flowers. And right now, Pro Flowers has an early bird special on tulips for Mom. Richly colored pink, yellow, orange, purple, and red tulips for just $29.99. You heard me right, 20 huge tulips for $29.99. Order now and you'll also get a free glass vase, a $10 value. But you can only get this amazing deal by using my code, Hartman. Pro Flowers is the only way I send flowers because they're fresh from the field, beautiful, long-lasting, and a great value. To get your 20 tulips and a free glass vase for only $29.99, here's what I want you to do. Go to proflowers.com, find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner, click it, and just type in my password, Hartman. That's Hartman with two N's at the end. That's proflowers.com, password Hartman, or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS, and don't forget to use my code, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make. Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving Frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice, Saturdays at 2 p.m., right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Senior political analyst John Oliver joins us now. John, thank you very much.
Nice to see you. Good to see you.
John, we all know that this is the final year of the Bush presidency.
Don't you dare miss an evening with The Daily Show's roving correspondent, John Oliver, April 26th at 8 p.m. This spunky Brit is full of wit, sarcasm, and satire on today's crazy political atmosphere. John Oliver will leave you laughing long after his show. Long after his show. Get your tickets today at Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. Call 480-994-2787. That's 480-994-2787, or at ScottsdaleCenterForThePerformingArts.org.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you'll drive 100-plus hours a year just back and forth to work. It's a lot of opportunities for your vehicle to break down. Change your odds. Get your car serviced regularly. Frequent oil changes are a must. Fluids need to be full. Keep your tires properly inflated. Community Tire is the local friendly place to service your car, truck, or SUV, and we'll keep you safe on the road. Hi, this is Howard Fleischman, owner of Community Tire and Auto Service Specialists. We service all vehicles from domestic to import, with several friendly locations to serve you. Now through June 15th, mention this ad and receive our basic lube oil filter, plus three tire rotation and safety inspection for $1480. Log on to CommunityTireAZ.com, that's CommunityTireAZ.com, to find the location closest to you. Or you can call our corporate office at 602-569-4930.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program, powered in part by Teamsters for Change. It's a time for change in Washington. You can find out more at teamster.org. The Tom Hartman Program, tomhartman.com, 866-303-2270, our telephone number, airamerica.com. And, boy, a lot going on here. Tommy in Eureka, California, listening on KGOE. Hey, Tommy, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Good golly, I'm finally on. Hey, I think a lot of your callers have made an excellent point about their being turned off towards Hillary. That's certainly the case with me. I was pretty equal on him early in the race, and I think that the ultimate problem, even if you might agree with, you know, most of us can agree their policies are essentially very, very similar, it's a matter of candor. And at this point, I think we probably all agree that she would almost say anything she can think of if she thinks it'll help her win. And I don't see that sort of candor as stopping at the door to the presidency. And we just put up with eight years of saying one thing and doing another thing. I think I'd like an end to that. I'd like what comes out of the mouth to be the thing we follow through with.
This is, you know, I to say that somebody would say anything, I think is a little hyperbolic. But to say
with plagiarism charges,
she's really pushing
the comical, zany stuff that she's done.
I know she's really pushing the limit, and especially saying, oh, I've got more votes than Barack Obama. I mean, come on, give me a break.
That's the newest thing.
Yeah, I know. And it's very problematic. And as I said, I think that she is shooting herself in the foot. I think that she's harming herself. It boggles my mind that somehow somebody has convinced her, whether it's Mark Penn or Terry McAuliffe or whatever, that being disingenuous is going to cause people to think that you should become president of the United States. I don't think it works. I don't think it will work. So anyhow, Jeff in Denver, KKZM. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, I'd like to defend caucuses as actually in general being more democratic than primaries for several reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as we're concerned, we actually had a very high percentage turnout. We have a few hundred people in our precinct and almost 100 people there in the caucus.
Wow.
People in wheelchairs are there. People brought their children so they could learn about such things.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody gets to stand up if they want to and make a speech about the candidate. And there are candidates themselves there. There are reps for the candidates. So people get educated there. And we saw people change their minds. It's very much Athenian democracy type stuff.
Yeah.
And so... also, if you're talking about IRV, what happens is, like, if you don't reach a certain threshold for your candidate, you're there seeing what the other candidate's support is. So, for example, with me, I supported Kucinich. He didn't have enough to make the threshold. So I was able to change my mind, just like as if it was instant runoff voting, and go with another candidate.
Yeah, so the caucus system essentially is IRV, instant runoff voting.
It is,
yeah.
Yes. And you get to also decide on other things. I mean, other issues, you get to come in and present your own part of the platform so you can help create the party platform nationally.
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes on and on. There's all sorts of things you can do in caucuses that you never, ever get a chance to do otherwise.
Yeah.
I'd say it's more, much more toward the Athenian democracy.
I agree with you, Jeff. And thank you for calling and making the point. Very well said, as always. Alan in Gulfport, Mississippi. Hey, Alan.
Yeah, Tom. I called you on the 14th of April and predicted what would happen in Pennsylvania, which is what did. Sir, I need a red flag. The Republicans are counting the votes with those machines. Notice when you talk about caucuses, there are no machines in the room. There are no Republicans in the room. And look what happens. If you ask any of the pollster, have there ever been, since these machines have been in place, where a deviation from the anticipated is greater than the results, has it ever been in the favor of a Democrat? Has it ever been, oh, geez, surprise, the Democrat won? Never.
Alan, you know, you're singing to the choir. I wrote one of the very first articles on this topic back in 2002, pointing this stuff out for CommonDreams.org, and I wrote the piece for that was published on Alternet, and the MoveOn.org actually solicited me to write it and sent it out to 3.5 million people in 2003 or 2004 about all the problems with electronic voting machines. I've been pounding on this issue. I think it's horrible that our elections have been privatized. I don't trust them. I absolutely agree with you that we have every reason to be very, very, very concerned. That said, we've got it. You know, we've got these electronic machines in Pennsylvania, for example. We've got the electronic machines. I mean, in many states. What are we going to do? I think that we need to be talking about the issue, and we need to be raising it, and we need to be, as Mark Crispin Miller is doing a brilliant job of, and others. But at the same time, as Mark Miller points out, if they're going to steal 6 million votes, we have to show up 8 million. I mean, you know, it's there's a
Well,
it's a real tough one. I mean, it's really infuriating. You know, I wrote the piece back in the beginning that pointed out that Chuck Hagel, we had Charlie Matulka on this program 5 years ago talking about how he felt that he was the Democrat who ran against Hagel in Nebraska when Hagel was running and not revealing to people. And Chuck Hagel, who's turned out to be a relatively decent Republican, who was running and not revealing to people that he used to be the president of the company that is now known as ES&S, the largest voting machine company in the country.
One thing we could do, Tom, is that really concerns me, is we can stop this frame, as you like to call it, that we now accept as fact across the board in all the talk shows, everything, you can't depend upon the polls. The yeah. polls are meaningless. Forget about
right, which is absolutely nonsense. I'll tell you, when I lived in Germany, they count the ballots by hand. It's paper. It takes them a day or two to do it, but the results are issued within hours of the closing of the polls. Of the voting places, because they do exit polling, and the exit polling has never been more than 0.3% off in that kind of, and that typically that's the case all over the world. We go into third world countries and certify the vote based on exit polling, but in the United States in 1998 and in 2000, in those elections, that's when the exit polling started going south. It went so south, so bad, so fast. That the exit polling companies actually by 2004, the 2004 election, they were basically out of business. They were like, you know, we can't read this stuff anymore. And, you know, you look at the red shift and you look at the states and you're going, yeah, there is something going on here. There really is. 57 minutes past the hour.
Exposing the con in conservative con. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The women from La Pelugas Ranch in Texas will have their day in court. A Texas appeals court has agreed to hear arguments from dozens of women whose children were seized in a raid earlier this month. They want to make sure they can keep in touch with the hundreds of children taken from that compound. The AP's John Moen reports those kids are now headed to foster care.
Approximately 300 children from the Yearning for Zion Ranch will go across the state of Texas into foster care facilities.
Meanwhile, attorneys for the leader of the polygamous sect are going to court in Utah to seek a new trial. Warren Jeff's legal team claims his conviction for rape as an accomplice should be thrown out because a juror failed to disclose that she was a rape victim. A Syrian nuclear reactor allegedly built with North Korean help and destroyed by Israeli jets was within weeks or months of being functional. That word comes from a top U.S. official. On Capitol Hill today, Congressman Peter Hoekstra called the presence of the reactor a matter of major concern.
This is a serious proliferation issue, both in the Middle East and, for the countries that may be involved in Asia.
No uranium that could be used as fuel for a reactor was evident at the site. Energy experts went to Capitol Hill today to urge a change in the way the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is being handled. A trucking company executive said putting a hold on sending more oil to the reserve might help bring down the high price of diesel fuel. More than a dozen homes have been damaged or destroyed in severe thunderstorms in Texas. Emergency Services Coordinator Melissa Patterson says there's evidence a tornado hit the region.
Some of the cars where they were parked had been turned around in place, not actually tossed. Trees in the area were missing limbs, and what was left of the trees was twisted.
No major injuries were reported. At least three people were killed near Pittsburgh when a tractor-trailer collided with a van carrying people from a mental health facility. On Wall Street today, the Dow up 144. This is AP Radio News. Barack Obama's controversial former pastor is speaking out about the media coverage he's gotten. Jeremiah Wright tells PBS publicizing sound bites of sermons in which he harshly condemned U.S. policies was unfair and devious. And he claims that that was done by people who know nothing about his church. The interview is to air on Friday night. Meanwhile, John McCain and the North Carolina Republican Party are still at odds over a TV ad that features Obama, Wright, and local candidates.
There's no place in the Republican Party for the kind of ad that was put up by the North Carolina Republican Party.
McCain wants the ads pulled. So far, the state GOP is refusing to do that. A stuntman was seriously injured in a car crash while filming an action sequence for the new James Bond movie in Italy. The driver of the Alfa Romeo is hospitalized. A statement from the production company making Quantum of Solace notes director Mark Fisher and actor Daniel Craig were not on location. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by TNT. The drama of the NBA playoffs continues on TNT. Watch Round 1, Game 3 action, Cavs versus Wizards, and Rockets versus Jazz tonight at 6 p.m. on TNT.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen & Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen and Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen & Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
You never see any Sikhs on television or any Hindus? Oh, send in money and we will send you
This book of Bhagavad Gita.
You don't see that. You ever see any Buddhists on television saying, "Send us money, we will chant"? No, you don't. What do you see? Who is the big pimp?
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Zone with Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, let's take just a brief pause from the ongoing drama of the Democratic primaries and consider the future and fate of the world. I mean, is it worth fighting over an election if global warming happens, for example, and you know, all our coastal cities are wiped out? There are some really serious, large issues that we need to be talking about. And many of them are things that we can actually individually do things about. Ed Begley Jr. is one of the folks who is doing it. He's got a new book out, Living Like Ed, A Guide to the Eco-Friendly Life, the actor, activist, and author. LivingLikeEd.com is the website. Hey, Ed.
Tom, thanks for having me on.
Great to be here. How hard is it to live green? And when you say that you live green, what are you talking about?
You know, what I urge people to do in the book, Living Like Ed, is just what I did in 1970. I was on a real budget. I was a struggling actor, didn't have a lot of money. So I picked the low-hanging fruit first. I did the cheap and easy stuff. And what that was in 1970 was, you know, recycling and composting and a bunch of other stuff. Nowadays, there's even more that you can do very, very cheaply. You can buy an energy-saving light bulb. You can get a bus pass if there's public transportation near you. You can ride a bike if weather and fitness permit. Home gardening, home composting, you know, simply unplugging things that you're not using, buying energy-saving appliances if you need to buy something anyway, and on. There's much that you can do on a budget, and a very modest budget even.
Mm-hmm. And there's also, it seems, that there should be a legislative agenda involved in this. For example, if my recollection is correct, about 10% of all the electricity we use in the United States is the result of what are referred to as parasitic devices.
That is vampire power,
yeah.
Parasitic devices,
right.
Things that suck from you and give you nothing in return. And so you can either unplug them yourself when you're not using them, or you can put them on little power strips, you know, go get one of those power strips, put all that vampire power on a power strip at your desk, all that stuff that's not doing a task at the time. Then when you need it, you flip it on and you get all that stuff back on. But when you leave the house, you retire at night, you don't need that stuff on, flip it off.
But the reason we have these external transformer power supplies that plug into the wall and continuously are draining small amounts of electricity, even when the thing that they're hooked up to, the you know, VCR, radio player, or whatever it may be, MP3 player, computer, isn't running, is because Underwriter Laboratories, UL, which is, you know, you have to have UL certification for all practical purposes to
right.
sell anything electronic in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
UL certification of a power supply, of something that plugs into the wall, is only necessary if it draws more than 50 watts. If it draws less than 50 watts, you don't have to have UL certification. So on any device under 50 watts, what they're doing is they're attaching these vampire power supplies rather than building the power supply into the device, even though building the power supply into the device might be cheaper, because that way they don't have to go through the whole song and dance of UL certification.
Right.
This is the kind of thing where it's just like CAFE standards, where if the government actually got involved and said, okay, we are going to require car companies to make more fuel-efficient cars, and if they don't, they're going to pay a penalty in terms of taxes. We're going to require Underwriters Laboratory to require electronic devices to be UL-listed all the way down to 0 watts, so there's no more vampire power out there. I mean, that's a step beyond just doing what you're doing in your home, and isn't that the kind of thing that we should be pushing our elected representatives to be doing and be talking about?
We should have as much legislative help as we can get. That's true, and we should enforce the current laws. We have lots of laws on the books right now that would be a lot more help if we had administration that wanted to enforce those laws. So there's that. We just did get a bit of a break with the CAFE standards, but they gave us something and they took something away.
Yeah.
They said that we can't regulate greenhouse gases, which is what the California law says, and what Arnold Schwarzenegger is in favor of as well as the California legislature. So, you know, they said better CAFE standards. That was good news. But we certainly don't want to get involved in any greenhouse gas regulation is what they also said, which was unfortunate. But we all need to do something, and there's so much that we can do now that will clean up the air in cities like L.A., Houston, and Bakersfield, lessen our dependence on Mideast oil, and put money in our pocket. And, oh, by the way, when you're doing all those things I just mentioned, you're also going to do something about global climate change.
Plus, in many cases, you're living a little less expensively. You can put a little more in the bank for a vacation or your old age, and nothing wrong with that.
That's what I did, Tom, in 1970, again, very little money. I did all kinds of cheap and easy stuff. Even the electric car I bought in 1970 was $950, and it was simply cheaper to fuel that car. That is to say, to plug it in the wall at 1970 kilowatt-hour prices. That was cheaper than 1970 gasoline, and it was much cheaper to service. There was no tune-up or oil change or fan belt or radiator flush or smog check. It was a very inexpensive car to operate, as my electric car today is, my Toyota RAV4, pure electric. Mm-hmm. And my wife has a Prius. For long trips, I take that. So I have perfect and full mobility around the country, and I just, you know, 300 days a year I drive my electric car or ride my bike or take the bus, and the rest of the time I take her Prius on long trips, and it's very, very cheap.
Yeah, I see GM is talking about, what is it, the Chevy Volt, I think it's they're going to be coming out with an electric car. I mean, there's some very encouraging signs here in the United States.
Definitely, definitely. We're headed in the right direction. There's a lot of bad news, certainly, but there's a lot of good news. We have four times the amount of cars in L.A. from 1970, yet we have half the smog. So we're headed in the right direction. We've gone halfway up that mountain. We have to go all the way and get some relief for the people living near those diesel facilities, near the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, and clean up some of that smog. We've got a ways to go, but we've proven that we can do it, and we didn't go broke doing it, Tom.
Yeah, well, and with regard to L.A., for example, and again, the whole political realm, I'm sure you're familiar with the story of GM and Firestone, was it, or Goodyear? Goodyear,
yeah,
I think,
going in and buying
up the
red car, and lots of other. It was Missouri, Oregon, Washington, lots of other states too. They bought up public transportation systems throughout. They were each fined a dollar, I believe. The corporate officers involved in that.
Yeah.
It was Standard Oil of New Jersey, Firestone Tires. It was Mack Trucks and General Motors, I believe, were the people.
In fact, when they went into the communities saying, privatize your public transportation systems. We can run them more efficiently. They didn't say that they were going to take them apart. They said that they were going to run them better and expand them.
Right.
And then they did the opposite. They took them apart. What about, and this was, of course, back in the 20s, but what about reversing that? What about, you know, putting public transportation back into place in Los Angeles? I mean, I every time I'm on the 405 during rush hour, I'm like, why isn't there a train here?
I know. In the newer freeways that we built, like the Glen Anderson Freeway, they put a green line right down the middle, and the red line will continue to expand. We will have a subway to the sea at some point, and the sooner the better. You know, I'm very lucky. I live in the Valley in Studio City, so I take that beautiful subway from Universal regularly. I take the natural gas bus to get there from Laurel and Ventura. You know, we have some good solutions now. I lobbied for years for the smaller bus to go over Laurel Canyon, so now people have a way to get over Laurel Canyon. We can do this. We just have to set about doing it, make sure we earmark money for that, and get some good public transportation. It's very possible.
We're talking with Ed Begley, Jr., the author, activist, actor. His new book, Living Like Ed, A Guide to the Eco-Friendly Life. The website for it is livinglikeed.com. Ed, to what extent, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Republican.
Right.
And he's talking green. I'm seeing all across the country, not just Democrats. This is no longer a Democratic-Republican thing in many places.
Right.
How do we encourage Republicans to reject the money from the big oil companies and come along for the ride?
I think we have to make sure that they remember that they're energy companies. You know, IBM nearly lost, and they did lose a big part of the computer market for a while. They forgot that they were, they were in a different frame of mind. If they can still sell people a cool beverage and a warm shower and just do it more efficiently, sell them energy, sell them solar technology, sell them wind technology, sell, the most energy efficient kind of technology, fuel cell technology. They're energy companies, and they're, some of them are starting to wake up to that. John Brown, when he was with BP, certainly understood that. He was the first one to say that global warming was real of any of the oil companies.
And BP is now the largest seller of solar power in the world, I believe.
Yeah, they
have solar cells.
And make a very good panel. I have some of their 90-watt panels. They're very, very good. And they have even better panels today than the ones I got years ago. So energy companies can do that. They have to remember what business they're in. It's energy. You know, there's fossil fuels is the biggest part of it now. They should start moving as aggressively as possible in other directions.
And quit funding the global warming deniers.
Definitely. That would be the first thing to do.
It's absolutely incredible, absolutely bizarre. Ed Begley, Jr., livinglikeed.com, the website for his new book, Living Like Ed, A Guide to the Eco-Friendly Life. Ed, keep up the great work, and thanks for dropping by today.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program right here on Air America Radio.
Tom Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but I have some friends at GM. Now, I know what you're thinking, but this is a good thing. Who better than me to judge whether GM's focus on new technologies is working or not? They're trying to help the country use less gas and eventually no gas. Yes, that's true. So for the last 2 weeks, they let me drive the North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Malibu. It looks great, and it felt great behind the wheel. Now, given today's gas prices, I was a little leery to drive a strictly gas-propelled car, but the four-cylinder Malibu has an EPA-estimated 30 miles to the gallon on the highway. This has to do with variable valve timing in the engine, and it works, squeezing every last mile out of a gallon of gas. Not only is the Malibu a gas saver, it looks great inside and out. More like a luxury sedan. Seriously, this is a great car, and it's one of the quietest rides I've experienced in a long, long time. Find out more about the Chevy Malibu at gm.com/explore. That's gm.com/explore.
So why use a locally owned business when you need a product or service? Well, 76 Mortgage would like you to know that when you shop at locally owned businesses, 45 cents of every dollar stays right here in Arizona versus only 13 cents for every dollar spent at a big out-of-state corporation. 76 Mortgage has always used only local appraisers, local lenders, and local realtors. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX since the very beginning. Over the years, they've received calls trying to deter their support, but they feel strongly about advertising on a station that promotes local business. In fact, 76 Mortgage can actually save you money as an independently owned broker because they can shop for the lowest rates available for you versus the national banks, which sell only their own products. So when you need a loan, put your money where your house is, locally, of course. For your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN and buy local today.
So people have been telling you that you really need a website. So what are you waiting for? Most businesses move online because of the 24/7 accessibility that potential clients have to information they need about you. But most of all, it's because of the cost effectiveness. Consider that if your website is well designed, it can become your 24/7 sales rep and promotional person that you don't have to pay overtime to. Atomic Medium Web Solutions is interested in only one thing, making your business work for you. Atomic Medium Web is your one-stop shop for all your online and web needs. Let Atomic Medium help your business explode on the internet. Simply log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. That's 480-736-2711. Atomic Medium Web was also a proud sponsor of Randy's Return to the Airwaves in Phoenix. Watch your business explode with Atomic Medium Web. Log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com for all your website building needs.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. It's already starting to heat up, and I need my air conditioning checked. I called Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR. for Parker and Sons.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. One of the things I really love about 1480 KPHX is how they do the vast majority of their business with locally owned companies. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. That's the way radio is supposed to work. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com. Thank you.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It's past the hour of the Tom Hartman program here, powered in part by Teamsters for Change. Time for Change in Washington, Teamster.org, the website, 866-303-2270, our phone number, TomHartman.com, AirAmerica.com, our websites. A lot going on in the world out there and in the economy. Glenn in Forest Grove, Oregon. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, Glenn, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom, sorry. You threw me off when you talked to Ed Begley there. There already is a solar program in this country. They raise the tax credits federal level and state level.
Mm-hmm.
And the program is so successful that if they don't renew the level of tax credits and financial reimbursements, the window will close at the end of this year.
Yeah.
And so if you call your senators and congressmen, state and federal level, and ask them to renew those tax credits, it'll carry on and it'll do a really good thing.
Yeah, I know that there's a company in Portland. I met with them that is solarizing nonprofits and doing it very successfully. It's basically a break even. In fact, in some cases, even a profitable thing.
Well, I'm doing it in a commercial sense for my company, and we're a manufacturing facility. And at a 200 kilowatt system, we're going to cut down 20-30% of our electrical usage because of that, and also. It's a no-brainer to do it, but the other thing I called about was Hillary and Obama, or Clinton and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
No, Hillary always uses the word I. Obama always uses the word we.
Mm-hmm.
You having a psychological background, I'm sure understand the difference between the two. In Hillary's case, she's surrounded by advisors that were around her husband when he was president, and I don't agree with a lot of the stuff he did when he was president in a policy sense. But she's like the Pied Piper. I would rather have somebody there who is working with all parties involved to make it right for all parties involved. I don't hate Republicans. I don't hate Democrats. I'm an independent, but I want everybody working together. Mm. And that's what Obama keeps talking about, is everybody working together to make it right for everybody.
He does, and he is calling for a new kind of politics, and that's one of the things that I find very appealing about him, and I think it really inspires a lot of people. Glenn, thanks for the call and your comments. Doug in Florida, hey, listening to WINZ on WINZ. The Florida perspective on Clinton claiming that she has the state? Doug?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Hey, you're
you
on
know
the air.
Something?
Thanks
I didn't
for
even
waiting.
I know you were talking to me, and I'm going, my God, I waited so long, I'm going into a coma. All right,
sorry
look,
about
Tom,
that.
Before we say anything,
yeah.
This is the first time I ever called your show. I've listened to your show for years, and let me tell you, I love your show, and I really think you're doing a great job in every aspect of getting the news across to the people.
Well, thanks, Doug. And you're not going to say but?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So what's your take on Hillary Clinton claiming that Florida's in her pocket?
Everyone has to give credentials, and I just want to let you know about myself and a little plug. One, I graduated CCNY School of Engineering. I graduated CCN School of Animal Research. I'm writing a successful book. Hopefully it's going to be successful by Random House.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Doug. Doug, what is the point, though, of your call? You wanted to make a point.
All right. You want to get to the point, eh?
Yeah. I got a bunch of other callers here and not a lot of time.
The point is you cannot believe anybody until you see their credentials.
Mm.
One must present who they are and credentials to back it up.
Okay.
I could talk to you all night.
I got it, Doug, and I appreciate it. So we need to look at the credentials of presumably Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, I would guess. Thanks for the call. James in Phoenix. Hey, James.
Hi, Mike. I really enjoy your show. I listen to it every day. I've told all my friends about it. However, my point is, I did not enjoy watching Gore, election being stolen from Gore.
Yeah, neither did I.
I am not enjoying Hillary trying to steal this situation from Obama. I voted for Bill Clinton twice, not once. Those Hillary supporters who are saying that Obama supporters are negative and all, they're forgetting one thing. Those people did vote for Bill Clinton twice, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting there saying that, you know, they're Hillary Clinton haters and all of this. They're forgetting that. Hillary's turning off people that loved her.
You're spot on, and I'm agreeing with you. This is why I'm calling on the Clinton campaign to stop trying to take down Obama and his campaign and start trying to take down John McCain.
To be honest, I have one more other point. I find it very hard to vote for Hillary now, and I loved those people at one time. Now watching them, I'm like, I can't believe these people are exactly like the Republicans.
Yeah, and that's the tragedy of it. When I heard Terry McAuliffe and that, you know, the clip that we played earlier on the show, I'm like, oh no, not this again. I mean, come on, Hillary, you're better than that.
Exactly.
Better than that. America's better than that.
I didn't like it from the Republicans. I'm not going to like it from the Democrats.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For them to say a Barack is doing the same thing, I don't see it.
No.
I see her spinning things. I have more numbers than him. I'm like, you know what? Barack is just going through the motions of this because he has to. He's won this.
I think in all probability you're right, James. And I mean, obviously, the Clinton campaign is hoping that he's going to stumble badly. Something's going to blow up in his face. There's going to be some kind of a scandal. I think that's probably the only way that they're going to be able to pull this thing off. I doubt the superdelegates are just going to say, hey, wait a minute, I think we'll change our minds. Or maybe America is all that racist or something like that. I don't think that's going to happen. But the process is continuing, and so let's try to make it an anti-McCain process.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Did you ever hear that termites only swarm to feed and mate during the springtime? Well, that's just a myth. Here's the fact. While they do swarm to mate in the spring, termites eat wood 24/7 year-round. In fact, termites cause an average of $5 billion in property damage every year, and that's no myth. A pest professional is your best defense against the devastation rodents, termites, roaches, and ants can cause to your home and family. Visit pestworld.org to hire your pest pro today. That's pestworld.org.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Did you know that Geico can also help you with renter's insurance? I mean, look around at all the cool stuff you have. Sure, that big green sombrero you got on your vacation isn't exactly a family heirloom. And granted, you can probably do without that salad spinner, but everything else is pretty valuable. Call Geico today to find out more about renter's insurance. Green sombreros notwithstanding, you've got a lot to protect.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk,
1480 KPHX.
The slump goes on. I'm Ed Donahue. The housing crisis continues.
Government says new home sales fell more than 8% in March, and the pace of new home sales was the slowest since late 1991.
Mark Hamrick reports the median price of a new home in March compared to a year ago fell by the largest amount in nearly four decades. At least three people were killed outside Pittsburgh when a tractor trailer collided with a van carrying people from a mental health facility. Delta CEO Richard Anderson was on Capitol Hill to push for Delta's proposed merger with Northwest. He says the price of fuel is a big factor.
Oil is a game changer. This merger makes us stronger.
AAA says the average price of gas nationwide is up to $3.55 a gallon. This is nothing to LOL about. Text messaging is affecting kids' grammar.
Two-thirds of teens admit emoticons and IM abbreviations have slipped into their school writing. And a survey by the Pew Internet and American Life Project shows kids who hang out on Facebook or MySpace are more likely to use non-standard language in classroom composition.
John Belmont, I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Joel Stemple with Valley National Asset Management at 8180 North Hayden Road in Scottsdale. I've been a trusted financial advisor for over 30 years. I have found that the number one issue for many investors is financial confidence. Financial confidence can mean many things, such as feeling that your original investment remains protected, feeling comfortable that you will have enough money to live on in retirement, making sure you are keeping up with inflation. Financial confidence can also mean you can sleep well at night without worrying about your investments. If you share these concerns, call me. Working together, we can develop a financial plan that works for you and your family. Call me, Joel, at 480-922-3005 or log on to www.valleynational.net and remember the www. That's Joel at 480-922-3005.
Joel Stemple is a registered representative and investment advisor representative with and offers securities and advisory services through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Sean Hannity is going to use the old battles of the 60s to frame Barack Obama as violent. And if we refuse to look at what he's using as a tool and understand that the tool has no teeth, it will continue to be used against Barack Obama in a violent way. The only way these kinds of attacks will go away is if light is shown on them and it is proven that they are false in philosophy and that we are not afraid of the right framing the left as violent, because in fact we are not.
Action Point with Cynthia Black. Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5 to 9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5 to 9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
It would have been so much easier to be a right-wing station.
You could have lied to me about the reasons for going to war, and I still would listen.
Right-wing listeners are so easily pleased.
You could have given my constitutional rights away to the 20th caller, and I would still listen.
You just keep telling them what they want to hear over and over and over.
You could run over my dog, 2 cats, 1 parakeet, 3 turtles, and I'd still be a listener.
And they love you.
For life.
Instead, our passion is intelligent. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. It's talk radio for the rest of us.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
That's your attitude! And it needs a change. We need to change this country. We need to change our attitude. We need to change our government. We need to... Oh, man, there's so much. Where do you start? Well, Christy Harvey usually has some good insights on this. She's the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. Also does MikeCheckRadio.org. And Christy, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I am great, but
that's
I think probably to set this thing up, I should be going because that's kind of, I mean, I'm making light of this, but people here in New York City, I'm doing the show today from New York.
Uh huh.
I'll be home tomorrow. People in the city have died and are dying as a consequence of being at Ground Zero and being told by Christy Todd Whitman, the head of the EPA at the time, and the Bush administration, that there was nothing to worry about.
Yeah, and now she's off the hook, and I'm kind of upset about this. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Manhattan yesterday ruled that she could not be held personally responsible for, in effect, lying after Ground Zero, or after the 9/11 attacks, about the air quality at Ground Zero.
Right.
And they said, you know, she didn't mean to hurt anyone, and really she was just relying on the lies that the White House had given her, so it's not really her fault.
And that was enough to get her off.
That was enough to get her off.
This is the Eichmann defense, or whatever. I don't know, it wasn't Eichmann, but you know, whoever the basically the Nazi war criminals. Oh, I was just doing what I was told. You know,
just following orders.
Yeah.
I also took it as, you know, the judge practically said, well, you know, the White House lies. You can't really trust anything they say, so you shouldn't be on the hook for it.
Shouldn't there be a chain? You know, a therefore in there, like therefore. Please, when you leave the court, Christy Todd Whitman, send the White House in because we'd like to talk to them?
Well, that's the thing, because back in 2006, the first judge to hear this case, which was brought by people who were actually suffering from lung problems and other respiratory problems from working or living near Ground Zero right after the attacks, that judge said that Whitman changing scientific statements that said there was danger showed, quote, It actually, quote, increased and may have, in fact, created the danger to people who lived and worked in the area.
Right.
And that's the thing. A study that came out last year showed that Ground Zero workers are 12 times more likely than anyone else to have asthma. 70% of everybody who worked or lived near Ground Zero has respiratory problems now. And we knew at the time that there were serious air quality problems. But the White House stepped in and stripped the danger warnings out of the report about the air quality and pressured Christy Todd Whitman to add falsely reassuring language about the safety.
So how did she not know that she was lying?
Well, that's the thing. You know, maybe she says that,
Didn't she in her autobiography write about lying about this?
She did. And basically what they're saying now is she was confronted with two sets of facts, one from the politicos at the White House and one from all the scientists. And what was she supposed to do? Just trust, you know, her bosses at
just
the White House?
Just trust the scientists. I mean, it's...
So, yeah, so this is pretty bad. And even back in just 2003, the EPA Inspector General was a woman named Nikki Tinsley. Mm. And she chastised the White House for pressuring the EPA to delete the danger statements from scientists out of the report and to put in fake everything's cool warning or assurations into the report.
Assurations?
I think I was going to say assurances. And then I messed up in the middle.
Oh, that's fine.
I was just going to go with it.
I thought there was a new word I didn't know.
There is now. I'm adding that one to the Harvey lexicon.
Okay. the Christy Harvey lexicon. I can see.
Oh, man.
Soon to be published by Random House.
Exactly.
The mustache of justice is getting involved with the CPA issue.
He is. And this is just other EPA stuff going on. This isn't even connected, really, believe it or not. But, the Union of Concerned Scientists have this new report that everybody should read. Came out yesterday. And it says that they did this big investigation into 1,600 EPA scientists. And 60% of them, said that they had personally experienced at least one instance of political interference into their work in the last 5 years.
Now, isn't that against
50%.
The law? I mean, are we talking about Hatch Act violations here?
Well, this is more the scientists' rights. Global warming is a horrible problem that we're facing, and the government says we're not going to release that report or we're going to cross it out. So it's not actually doing
any electioneering.
It's not exactly partisan, but it's just saying the White House doesn't want global warming to be an issue. The White House doesn't want, the White House does want the power plants to be able to emit a lot of mercury into the air and not have to fix that problem.
Right.
And so when scientists, the White House doesn't want California to get that waiver. And so all of these scientists who are, you know, the wonky types, the ones who live in the laboratory and they don't have a political or policy agenda, they just, you know, they're in the lab, this is what it says, they look at the data, this is what it says, and they're angry now that, you know, the quality of their work has been damaged by people who don't know anything about science but are trying to drive policy that benefits the Bush administration.
Jeez.
So the Mustache of Justice wrote a really nasty letter to...
This would be Henry Waxman for those
Waxman.
Who haven't heard us discuss this before.
Yes.
The congressman from California who is just, all of our heroes.
Big political crush on Mr. Henry Waxman, go. Congressman Henry Waxman. So he wrote this letter to the EPA head, Stephen Johnson, yesterday. And Stephen Johnson is up to his eyebrows in all of this. And said that, he read this study from the Union of Concerned Scientists, and it suggests a pattern of ignoring and manipulating science. And he wants to know why and what and what's going to be done to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was scheduled. Johnson was supposed to testify in front of Henry Waxman's Oversight Committee today, but that was postponed until the week of May 5th. So that's definitely one to TiVo.
Hmm.
Or did I just out myself as a dork because I TiVo C-SPAN?
It's okay, I do too.
Oh,
do you think that this may be, that on May 3rd, Stephen may come and say, let's make this June 5th. And then in June, he'll say, how about September? And then pretty soon the clock has run out and Congress has gone home and there's a new administration and he's out of office and he doesn't have to worry.
Well, most other people, I would say yes. But Stephen Johnson, luckily for us, is so arrogant that he always comes in front of these committees and just thinks that he'll be able to bluster and stonewall. But he hasn't really had terribly great luck with Henry Waxman because Waxman's a bulldog. He's not going to let it go. And he's had Stephen Johnson in front of him to talk about the California emissions waiver and all sorts of stuff. So this is I don't think that Stephen Johnson's going to be smart enough to do that, which is good news for us.
If I may change the subject to John Yoo, speaking of people who are incredibly arrogant, having heard the guy speak and having met him once, and in fact, I believe he was on this program about 2 years ago. I may be wrong.
Yikes.
But, this is a really scary guy, I'll tell you. He just glibly in this calm, reassuring way we basically just have to set aside human rights. After all, we're in a war right now, and it's just, the Constitution, that's a whole different, we can, after the war is over, we can talk about that. But for right now, we're going to put our hands around your throat and crush you. And you're going, what?
Exactly.
and here's the guy who is the father, the godfather of torture in the United States.
Right.
And he is getting speaking fees and writing books, and he's teaching at the University of California at Berkeley. I mean, what's the deal?
Well, he was asked to appear in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman John Conyers asked him to come and explain some of these memos because he's the one who wrote all of the secret memos that, every few months another one drops about how we torture, and he's the guy who actually wrote the memo that said that it's not considered torture unless somebody dies or has organ failure, in which case I always thought that was just called murder.
In fact, it has been in several of these cases.
Exactly. So Conyers wanted him to come and talk about this and explain to Congress what happened with these memos now that we know more about how the push to torture started at the top and trickled down as opposed to going the other way. And yesterday, you sent his lawyer. He was supposed to come and testify on May 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, Yoo's lawyer called the House Judiciary Committee and said, here's the thing. He's not going to be there. He's just not going to show up. He's, quote unquote, not authorized by the Department of Justice to discuss this.
So is this executive privilege that he's invoking?
Sort of, yeah. It's just saying that it does not have the okay from DOJ to go over, and that's eventually going to be how they justify that. But John Conyers, another guy who doesn't like to let things go, has said, all right, we are not afraid to subpoena him. And so this could turn into one of those ugly legal battles,
but
which
then
I think
they
should.
I mean, but right now, we've got subpoenas against Karl Rove and Harriet Myers that were issued. They were ignored. Congress passed a contempt citation and directed the Justice Department to throw their butts in jail.
Right.
They ignored the Justice Department, said, sorry, we're not going to enforce the laws made by Congress, even though the Constitution requires us to. And so Congress has been reduced to having to sue them in civil court for damages.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... I know I'm sounding like Lou Dobbs here, but, I mean, this is absurd.
Well, it is. And as Conyers put it, you know, this is a stain on our democracy to have all of this stuff going on and absolutely no accountability for it. All you can do is keep trying.
I think Congress needs to pass some sort of legislation making it impossible for George Bush to pardon people. Because that's, you know, he's just going to walk out the door and pardon all these guys, and we'll never get to the bottom of this stuff.
Come on, everybody, we're free now? Yep.
Indeed. Christy Harvey with the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org. Thanks, Christy.
Thanks a lot.
Great talking with you. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active.
Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Do you want a brand new brand name computer?
Sure, but you can't afford it, right?
You can't afford to miss this opportunity. You can get a brand new brand name computer for just $29.99 a week.
Plus, order right now and get a free GPS unit, a color printer, an MP3 player, a digital camera, and upgraded software free.
And you'll be able to improve your credit all at the same time because we report to the major bureaus.
Your approval is guaranteed.
All you need is a checking or savings account. Join the tens of thousands who've already been approved for a new Dell or HP computer.
All it takes is a bank account and $29.99 a week.
Call now, 1-800-769-1982. 1-800-769-1982. Get a brand new brand name computer and improve your credit. Call 1-800-769-1982.
1-800-769-1982.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-449-7392. That's 1-888-449-7392. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-449-7392. Again, 1-888-449-7392.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
If you transfer your IRAs, 401ks, or any retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. $100,000 becomes $110,000, $400,000 becomes $440,000, and $700,000 becomes $770,000. My name is Stephen DeJohn, president of the DeJohn Advisory Team. I was on the cover of Senior Market Advisor magazine because I protect my clients' money and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. And with securities, you have unlimited upside, but you you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do not lose money in negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your broker or banker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 866-515-6669 to receive your free video and brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup at one of our nationwide locations. Call 866-515-6669. It's a new year and it's time for change. Call 866-515-6669.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So fairy was the mercy, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away.
Boy, I am 12 years old again. This is an oldie but goodie. Welcome back. 9.5 minutes before the hour. Tom Hartman here with you on Air America Radio. And Eleanor Radner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, on the line with you, with us. Hey.
Well, yes, quite a bit going on today. The FCC, as you know, has a sort of had a rule that you could now own newspapers and radio and TV stations in the same market. Well, the Senate Commerce Committee has decided to overturn that. Of course, I'm sure the Republicans will try and stop it when it gets to the full Senate.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And, of course, the president has also threatened to veto it. So that is happening on that front.
I think there's so many of us are going to be so happy when 2009 arrives. I hope. I hope.
Yes, I'm looking forward, I hope, to January 20th, and I'm hoping you come out for the inauguration.
Oh, we should talk about that. That would be very interesting. I've never done that.
It's great fun. Okay. The Democrats took a big aim at the issue of oil and gas prices today, which the Republicans have started to call Pelosi's premium, because she promised to get oil and gas prices down.
So you know, I'm reading some investment newsletters out here that are suggesting that perhaps as much as $40 to $50 of the per barrel, $40 to $50 of the cost of oil, is the result of speculation, is the result of people trading in oil, and that this goes back to the deregulation of the commodities markets in the last year of the Clinton administration in 2000. There was a massive deregulation of the commodity markets, and the government not only no longer has the oversight that they used to at the level of detail, but they don't have enforcement powers and legal authorities that they used to to stop things like market manipulation that, for example, Enron was doing. You know, Enron drove up the cost of energy.
Oh,
crazy.
Yeah, they sure did. Well, today, that did not come up, but what did come up is the Saudis and UAE's and everybody's oil production. Apparently, between 2005 and 2007, there's 800,000 barrels a day that the Saudis are not producing that they produced in 2005, but not by 2007.
Right.
And then the several senators, led by Schumer, Dorgan, your very own senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, said that it is time to say we are not going to sell these guys weapons unless they start stepping up oil production and don't become essentially, you know, petrol greedy.
Yeah, well, the big question is Saudi Arabia. I wrote about this in Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. Back in 1983, I think it was, the Saudis and were in need of, they wanted to borrow some more money. And the only thing that they could borrow money against was their oil reserves. And they weren't the only one. There were about half a dozen Middle Eastern countries that were looking to the World Bank for cash. And they all, within a month of each other, in that 1 year, they all upstated their reserves by about 25-30%. And there was no evidence that they actually had those increased reserves, but they were able to borrow more against them. And now we're finding that it's getting harder and harder for them to pump oil out of some of these fields. It looks like they might be at or near peak oil in Saudi Arabia, and maybe even on the backside of the curve. There's a lot of speculation that the Saudis are trying to cover up the fact that the reason why they're not producing this additional oil is because they don't have
it. They don't have it, yes.
Right.
Well, you know, and it didn't, that certainly did not come out in the Democrats' conference. There is a Republican who, in my view, remains one of the few lone voices out there on this issue. Roscoe Bartlett, you ought to get him on air on this. He's the only member of Congress that's saying we're in big trouble.
Really?
Because of that, the world is in big trouble.
With regard to peak oil?
That's right.
Roscoe Bartlett.
Roscoe Bartlett, he's a PhD in some kind of science, and he is the lone ranger on this issue.
Well, we will have to track him down. Thank you for the tip.
Okay, and also, apparently, Nancy Pelosi and others today said, and she had a press conference with Take Your Kids to Work Day, which, by the way, the Republican, you know, Bush's, it's not even mentioned. Under the Clinton administration, they used to have huge events on the lawns, et cetera, on the lawn about this. But, she allowed younger children to ask her questions at the press conference. It was actually quite cute. But she said today that the Strategic Oil Reserve is 97% full, and we are still adding to it.
Hmm. Interesting.
On a daily basis.
Yeah. Now, by the way, speaking of the White House and the lawn and all those kinds of things domestic with regard to the White House, last night on Larry King's program, Larry King asked Laura Bush who she'd be supporting in the 2008 election, and she said, well, the Republican, of course, you know, implicitly John McCain. And then he turns to Jenna and says, and who are you supporting? He says, I assume you're supporting the same. And she says, no, I'm not really sure. And her mother looked at her like, what?
I didn't see that. I saw a transcript, but I didn't actually see the face.
Oh, you got to hear this, Ellen.
Do you have a favorite between the two Democrats?
My favorite is the Republican.
Yours too, I would imagine.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, you know.
Are you open to?
Yeah, of course. I mean, who isn't open to learning about the candidates? But...
Right. Who isn't open to? Well, your family's not. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, she won't talk about her opinions on the war either.
That's interesting.
Several members of Congress sent a letter to the Justice Department, actually to Mukasey, on the National Voter Registration Act. Voter registration has actually gone down from 2.6 million in 1995 to only 550,000. They're supposed to do voter registration cards in places like the DMV. It isn't happening.
Interesting. Ellen Ratner of the Talk Radio News Service. We'll have to follow up on that one. Thank you so much, Ellen.
Thank you.
TalkRadioNews.com. Coming up tomorrow, Brunch with Bernie. Senator Bernie Sanders taking your questions, talking about what's really going on in Washington. Plus, Anything Goes Friday. You choose the topics. I'll choose a few, too. Plus, the best of the rest of the news and your calls. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest,
fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. An appeal from mothers from a Texas polygamous compound. They're asking a court to allow them to keep in touch with their children as those children are bused to foster care facilities around the state. The AP's John Moan has the latest.
Lawyers and advocates for the children and some of the moms here have been denied access. They're not being allowed inside to have some last words with their clients before they're taken off to foster care, or if their moms may be shipped back to the Yearning for Zion Ranch.
A hearing is now set for next Tuesday. A Syrian nuclear reactor allegedly built with North Korean help that was destroyed last year by Israeli jets was within weeks or months of being functional. The AP's Mark Smith has more on the latest intelligence.
A U.S. official tells AP what lawmakers are seeing includes a videotape shot at the Syrian site that shows both a reactor and North Korean workers. In totality, the official says the evidence is extremely compelling. However, the official stresses no actual uranium fuel was seen at the site before an Israeli strike destroyed it last year.
Meanwhile, a former U.S. envoy and Mideast negotiators calling for peace talks in which Israel would yield the Golan Heights to Syria in return for a peace treaty and withdrawal of Syrian support for Hezbollah militants. Martin Indyk, who was ambassador to Israel in the Clinton administration, also told a House panel that Syria will not sit down with Israel without the U.S. in the room. President Bush is confident both sides of the Mideast peace process can agree on the definition of a Palestinian state by the end of his term. He met today with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. High gas prices are beginning to translate into higher food prices. This shopper in New York has noticed the recent jump in prices on a number of items.
A fair number, more than I, not enough to create nightmares, but no pleasant dreams either.
As prices go up, Sam's Club and Costco are limiting the amount of rice that consumers can buy. And on Wall Street, the Dow up by 156. This is AP Radio News. People seeking